Dave Moore on Today FM.
Come on, Dave, how are you?
Good, congratulations on the Rory Stories Guide to Parenting.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It's some crack, this book.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a dad of four, so I was transported back to many memories when you were going through the different sections in it. But explain where the kind of the inspiration for this came from.
Yeah, just being a parent, I suppose. Mm. And like since I started Rory Stories, it's wherever I am in my life. Like 10 years ago, it was the guide to the GEA where I started, and now it's the guide to parenting because I have three kids. You know, I've Ella, Zach and Lucy, and they're kind of 4, 6 and 12. So
right.
I've been through, obviously, the early stages three times. I suppose because like a lot of my friends now are becoming parents and we're all of that, you know, generation where like, does anyone actually have a clue what's going on here? And
we never
ringing
did.
Our mothers and ask them all the questions. So that's where it came from, was I think now is the time to kind of, you know, everyone talk about this, you know, Insta kind of parenting and that. But like, I just want, like, people say the guide to parent, it's called the guide to parent. Like, definitely don't take what I say. Like, don't be like, okay, Rory says do this with the child. Do not, definitely
this
don't
is
do
not
that.
A medical book, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely, it's all meant to be humorous. Like, so, just so people know that, listen, it's not only me that finds parenting tough. Like,
that's really what comes across in it. It's what's brilliant about it is it's kind of, it's everything. Like, it's all the good and all the bad, all laid out in a really funny way looking at it. I think a lot of people, as you said, need to feel that. They're not alone. I remember bringing my first fella home from the hospital, feeling super confident, woke up the next morning, like panic attack, did not know, like, what are we doing? How do we, oh my God, have they left us in charge of this child? Like, could have rang my best mate, could have rang my dad, could have rang Dermot, who I worked with, anybody. No. I rang a random DJ from another radio station that I only half knew, who had a 9-year-old. He's on the other phone going, are you okay? I was like, no, I don't know what I'm doing.
Expecting him to have all the answers.
Exactly. Like, he's like, I don't remember any of that. Some of the things I loved in the book, like, you do have a list of things you'll need. So this is the kind of the first few days. Like, can you remember anything off the top of your head that was in that list of things, vital pieces of life stuff you'll need for those first few days?
Baby wipes are certainly up the top of it, you know, your pseudo cream, your spare change of you know, bibs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you just can't have enough, like, you know, and it's so funny, especially with your first child, you obviously completely overplan, like, you know, the first child, you leave the house with, like, as if you're heading to Australia with all the bags, you're only going down to a relation or whatever, and then come the third child, and it's just, oh, you know what I mean, you're like, grand, and you'll
make
see
do whatever they have.
How much we fussed at the start, like, you know, the little whimper during the night, and two of us, I want to go in, and then that soon passes, like, no, it's your turn, get in and see where that suitor is, you know, that kind of. There's just some difference in how you're so nervous for, you know, your first. Like,
absolutely.
As you said, it's like you're looking at this child going, I actually am responsible for another human being. I rely on my mother to tell me most stuff in life, or my wife, whatever. So
I'll be honest with you, I still rely on my mother to tell me loads of things.
That's but I try not to tell my wife that, you know.
Yes, of course. Good idea. The other thing is, you did say you, and I think everyone should know this, you will run out of teaspoons.
Yeah, that is, it's amazing. Teaspoons is just unbelievable when you have young kids in the house. I just have vision creches and play schools and, you know, early years of primary school wedged with spoons, like, because we're so sick of going and getting spoons and leaving them. Then you go to, and where are all the spoons? And it's certainly in the lunch boxes as well. Once you're in a lunchbox,
forget it.
Bye-bye, see you later, never see you again. So, yeah, spoons is, it's a really, you know, if you fancy a yogurt or whatever, and you just, God.
Nothing. Or even stir your cup of tea. I remember stirring a cup of tea constantly with the arse end of a fork.
100%.
Like, about 3 or 4 years, I was constantly doing that.
Yeah, I've done that. I think you just expect none to be there, and as you said, turn the fork around and scoop
the
it
job.
Out. Like, unhygienic to some, but it's just
true.
The way it is.
Speaking of the kitchen, though, you are a fan of the air fryer, just in a general sense, right?
Yeah, the air fryer is probably, I sent it to a couple of mates on WhatsApp, boys, like, the best thing I can ever advise the boy is a Ninja air fryer, and they both got one, and they said it's just off the charts.
Why, though? Is it not just, like, I had one, and I found it was too small for the amount of people I was feeding, right? Because I have 6 in the family.
Yeah.
They're all monsters, eat loads. And I was like, this drawer is going to cook like enough chicken wings for one person. Then I have to do 6 different versions of it.
Yeah, I suppose. And I talk about, like, my young fella is a real picky eater. Like, you know, he only has his chicken
specific
nuggets.
Specific things, yeah. Right.
So that's where it's so handy for, do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I wouldn't be a guru of it. I know I'm not using even 20% of it. People are very creative with it. I'm just in it goes, you know, hit, yeah. And then you can walk away instead of just open up the oven and flipping things around. It's just, it's just modern life is so hectic. It's just handy for that, yeah.
I hear you, I hear you. Right, well, look, I want to ask you about this, actually. What is your problem with Cocomelon's peas?
Listen to it. Like, I guarantee there's people listening to this now going, they're just after changing the station. Like, you know, I like the two lads, but I'm not listening anymore because I just have this vision of, I remember one time, people know, you just do not be hung over with young kids. You just don't.
You can't.
You learn the hard way. And I remember where youngest had some plan with the lads. Okay, well, you go, Rory. But you're getting up at them. Yeah, that's fine. Then you come back in from the beer going, yeah, well, stay in a woo. And then it's like home on the couch, chipper all over you, and next minute up for the knife feed. I just remember nearly crying, feeding the baby, going, this is painful. Like, and then I sort of out of bed, brought her down. I remember put on Cocomelon and that song, peas are good for you. Yes, I love my peas. And I was just there going, oh my God, literally only shot a headbutt on the wall. And yeah, so Cocomelon still has me a bit scarred. What, do you know what I found out when I was writing it? Is Baby Shark has been listened to 14 billion times.
More than anything else on YouTube.
And like, as I said, if you're not responsible for at least 20,000 of them, you're not really a parent in today's world. Like, that was another one that just, Cocomelon, but that peas song, okay, it's just embedded.
But do you like this one? Blippi.
I am a closet fan of Blippi.
Okay. So to someone who's listening who has no idea what Cocomelon is, what's Blippi?
Blippi is, the story behind Blippi is Blippi was mine and I believe one of his niece or nephews, and he was watching something on YouTube going, this is what entertains kids nowadays. What the hell? And he just started up his YouTube channel and it just became a phenomenon. And it's very educational. Like, honest to God, like, there's times where my kids are have enough of Blippi and they're off pulling ties, and I'm sitting there going, Emma, come here.
Listen, that's how
you make a certain thing. Or he just is really educated. I've learned more watching Blippi than I did in my whole school days. When you get over that, my name is Blippi, B-L-I-P-P-I, everyone play me. Like, he's a bit of a dork, but he makes learning interesting. He honestly, there's a new Blippi on the scene now. I don't know if you noticed.
No.
The OG Blippi, he's moved on. He's just made too much money. He's dancing around. in his bow tie and all. So the new guy is in. He hasn't got the Blippi factor. He's good, but Blippi is the man.
OG Blippi was the man. Well, listen, I love theme tunes to kids' shows, and one of my favourites is this. See, this thing, what I love about this theme tune is it could be busted. That's what I always think when I hear these kind of songs. It could be one of those pop
bands.
Yeah,
like if you might find yourself tapping your knees as it comes on in the house.
Totally.
And the film is brilliant. I've watched the film a lot with the Paw Patrol. It's amazing how, like, I'm looking, my young fella was obsessed with The Lion King, like, watched it, and I hit the jackpot with that because The Lion King, what a film to be obsessed with, because it's just such a good life story. A lot of core values stand up for yourself and be loyal and all this kind of stuff. And my young lad loves it, and I'm happy enough to watch, and it brings you. It's interesting, he still loves the cartoon version, not the new one. It's just,
I think he's right too. The cartoon is the classic.
Yeah, it is the classic. I know it's amazingly well done, when they bring it to life, but you can't beat the old school.
I have to agree with you. Yeah, I think, and you did look out, that's definitely a good one to have on repeat in the house. Come here, are you doing marathon training?
No, I've kind of kept it to myself, Dave. I haven't told anyone really. No, it's actually, I'm going to announce I'm actually doing a marathon. I've kept it really quiet. What's the point of doing a marathon if you're not going to tell everyone you're doing a marathon?
For a second there, I believed him.
No, I've gotten a lot of stick, like, because I've been doing a lot of kind of, obviously, social media posts and that, and I've a couple more to do this week as well. But yeah, no, I'm running the Dublin Marathon on Sunday, and it's great to talk about and think about something other than running at the minute. Yeah, so it's totally and utterly taken over my mindset. I'm fairly rattled a little bit, but I'm looking forward to it.
But how has it been for you? Because it is one of those things that I find a lot of people just get so much, I suppose, I don't know if joy is the right word, but so much focus maybe out of running. Do you find that?
Yeah, and you know, this year has been mad busy. I can't believe that it's October and the marathon is Sunday, like, because my tour began a couple of months ago and I've really, really found it beneficial for that. Like, I got a tip off a fella. He said, don't bother with earphones or don't bother with podcasts. Just go out with your own mind. And I really...
Right.
That, so when I was working on material, I'd be going, because you're running so slow, you're not really that out of breath. And I was going through those. Then I'd record myself telling a few stories and listen to that on the way around and then WhatsApp myself back little one-liners to take in and out.
Yeah.
And because of the marathon, I haven't been... My anxiety is like evenly split between worry about your live show and your marathon.
And your marathon,
so you're
kind
that neither is affecting me too much. So it's definitely like I'm 10 shows into the show or to the tour and I can't even believe it. Like it feels like it hasn't even started. So from now, from pretty much now on, it's time to eat.
Fuel up for Sunday, yeah.
And just go out and enjoy it. Like I just want to get to that 21-mile mark.
You'll
now
do it. You'll absolutely
do it.
You
know, for a great cause as well.
Well, tell us about that, Jeff.
Yeah, so I'm doing it for As I Am, which is obviously Ireland's autism charity. My son is on the spectrum. I just, like most parents, I just feel there's just not enough exposure there. There's not enough funding. So, you know, there's a nice few bob raised already. And I suppose anyone, maybe that could, you'll find it just, any of my social media or just Google Horror Stories Martin, you'll find it just because I think it's something that needs as much exposure because, you know, like, autism is, everyone's different, but everyone deserves the same chance.
Absolutely.
So that's hopefully going to raise awareness and please God, it'll go well.
Listen, fair play to you. Best of luck on Sunday. I hope it goes really well. And best of luck with the book, The Rory Stories Guide to Parenting, Rory O'Connor, out now in all good bookshops. Rory, thanks a mil.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.